It's been a while for me too. Oh,
I did it. Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. You already know who's with us tonight.
I'm Cold.
And I'm Ben.
Sorry, everybody. I played a fast one on them and snuck in the start timer before they were ready.
Got me.
First time.
Yeah, you got him good.
Never text while driving. Ugh.
Yep. Never speak while recording.
Yeah.
It's an old adage.
But yes, it has been a long time for me as well since I've watched Kicking and Screaming. I remember loving that movie when it came out like 20 years ago. Goodness.
Oh, how old is that? Super old.
Not 20 years, but
super duper old.
Actually,
it's probably close. It's probably close.
Somebody have access to the internet?
Not your mom and dad.
Oh, nice
throwback.
Whoa, I was close. 18 years ago.
Oh, wow.
2005. The year after King Arthur.
That feels like a 2005 movie, to be honest.
Man.
Yeah. That was Will Ferrell when he was young.
Yeah, full of life and gusto and just had the world in front of him.
Huzzah. That movie reminds me of, from that same era as like Big Fat Liar. You remember that movie?
My kids love that movie.
But it's from that time, right? Like 05, 06, 07. It's like this
early
time.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, there's these like that era of comedies. It just has a certain texture to it, you know?
Texture.
Guys, I took off my shoe just now, and I can smell my sock.
Ooh.
It's rough. So the good news is I worked hard today. The bad news is I clearly did not change my footwear until just now.
Just Yuck. Now, as you're in a confined camper.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just wonderful. A poor choice. I'm by myself, so I'm not going to gas anybody, but.
Yep.
Speaking of gas, I got some today.
Unleaded?
Unleaded, yep.
Cool. In New Jersey?
No, because you can't serve yourself gas in New Jersey.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you remembered.
Oh. Hey, you had a call back. Wow. Too.
I haven't thought about that in a long time. That was with Ramos. That was in the Ramos era of recordings. Man.
The most Chess story I think I've ever heard.
Whatever do you mean, Benjamin?
And it's reported for everyone to hear forever. Kids, Chest kids, if you're listening right now, find that episode where your dad
rambles
tells a wonderful
on
story
and on
about New Jersey and gas. You'll be blown away and you'll say, yep, that's dad.
I'd be like, I can't listen to this. I have lived this sort of story for my entire life.
Or they'll be like, I don't get it. This story's great.
Yeah, like, whoa, this is just like dad. He passed away too young.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear about your dad, by the way. Us talking to each other's children. older children.
I'm just imagining you two showing up at the funeral and like, guys, we have a DVD.
Oh gosh.
Sorry, CD-ROM, because this is an audio. Yep. listen to track 7. It's the most chest. Sorry, that's what we called your dad. Chest story that you'll ever hear. And they're crying and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they listen to it and they're like, man, I miss dad's stupid stories.
Oh, man. Oh, bless their hearts.
Yeah. What a
bless
great,
us, everyone.
What a great hypothetical funeral story.
Oh, man. Probably the best I've heard.
All right. I'm going to make a pact right now. If I die before you two, you got to do that.
I think we have to now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's on. It's recorded. The whole world yeah. knows, or could know, and that's just as much. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure your kids will be very grateful for us to recommend a podcast episode at your funeral.
Did y'all ever watch The IT Crowd, the British show The IT Crowd?
No.
I haven't heard of it.
Dang it. Crap. I don't think you had a nickname for him. Neighbor, but that wasn't your nickname for him.
That was no, I don't. Who gave him that nickname?
Christopher R.
Ah, yes,
gave him Neighbor. Neighbor, that was one of his favorite shows. And he got me into it. But there's basically that scene, a character like gives a hardcore album to his boss's mom at a funeral and tells her that it got him through a lot, and it's really hilarious. It's good, dry British humor.
Ah,
well. This is taking a humorously dark turn, so yep.
You're trying to transition, aren't you?
No, I don't know where to go is the problem, because I'm not ready to talk about the episode. I feel like we still have some prequel time here, but I don't know how to get out of this train track that we're on here. So how are y'all doing? There you go. I'm drinking grapefruit bubbly. So what's going on with y'all's lives?
Whew.
Look, big question.
You didn't do anything this week? I ate really good Mexican food tonight. Like authentic, super good Mexican food.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep, so speaking of gas again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, we had, not tonight, but last night, we had pancake, sausage, and eggs. But we put it together like McGriddles, and they were so good. So we ate them like sandwiches. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, we got to do this every Wednesday now. Done. So
have y'all been to Cracker Barrel? Is mm-hmm. that just a son? Okay. So you've been. Yeah. They don't have it up there. Do they have it up there?
No, it was growing up for me.
Oh, okay. So Cracker Barrel, we went to that the other day for like a men's group thing, and they had like a breakfast taco, and I expected it to be like a taco. It was pancakes. It was exactly what you're describing. They were using pancakes as the tortilla shell, and they had just put breakfast food in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like,
yeah.
Like you're clogging your arteries by looking at it.
Yes.
Because it's also like slathered in butter and there's biscuits on the side.
Oh.
Yep.
Man. Clog them up for me, baby.
So hilarious controversy in the southern realm with Cracker Barrel. Only really from southern Christian circles are very much like, we're not going to drink. There's no drinking here, blah, blah. That's why I don't fit in. And Cracker Barrel is not a like Christian restaurant. It's not the Chick-fil-A of like Southern restaurants, but it's like it's like after church, we're going to Cracker Barrel. So the churchgoers love their Cracker Barrel. And then Cracker Barrel started serving alcohol. And it was hilarious to me because it's like this huge deal to all these people. They're like, it's just going downhill. All the grandmas, they're like, they start serving. They serve Bud Light there now. I just can't believe it. And I'm like, Grandma, it's Bud Light and they serve it at dinner. Like, you're going to be fine. You don't have to order it, it turns out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just very funny to me. Like all these Southerners, they're like set in their ways. They got so upset that Cracker Barrel started adding like one wine and like two domestic beers to their menu. Ah. It wasn't even like an extensive list. I'm like, I'm not even going to order this. I'm not paying $7 for a Bud Light.
No,
but
sir.
It was funny. It just made me laugh. The controversies of conservative Southernness just made me laugh.
Sounds like that, you know, Bible belt is coming off.
Oh,
how long you been sitting on that joke?
I actually just thought of it.
Just clever. I liked it a lot. That was good. That's funny. That's fair.
I don't remember the reference.
Well,
it wasn't a reference. I don't think so.
Just
do I need to explain it?
No, I was thinking it was funny, and then I was like, oh no, maybe I don't actually know the
no
reference.
No, you were right the first time. It was It was just funny.
Oh good. Okay.
Ben's like, oh no, I actually did miss something, and they're like, nope, you're good. You just keep laughing.
He's like, I've done that before. Like, have you guys ever heard like an inside joke, and you really thought it was funny, but then people make you feel bad because you don't actually know the reference? I'm like, well, I still thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I wasn't totally laughing.
And people are confused why you're laughing because they know you weren't there.
Right.
And you're just like, and I don't know, maybe they think you're just trying to fit in or something.
Yes.
But
exactly what it is.
Yeah. But you thought it was funny.
Right. Well, and you get like, usually it's because of the people as well and the way something was said to somebody else. And you're like, that's funny. You don't think it's funny for the same reasons they do, but you find it funny. And it's just like,
yeah, but it's still funny.
It's still funny. Yes. Thank you. One Cracker Barrel comment. I have very little recollection.
Bud Lights. Who's been drinking those?
Whoa, I'll have another, sir. Thank you. I only remember getting all the candy canes because they had like 100 different flavors, and we're like, Mom, can we pick out our own flavor? Oh, so fun.
I went in there and they're the type of, because they're not a legitimate country store. They're like a touristy country store. And so they have like the like, this is a 5-pound Reese's cup. And you're just like, that's more sugar than a whole country needs, basically.
Sign me up.
Yep. That's what I meant. Sign me up. They have the Hershey's bars that are like taller than your torso.
Than my torso.
I have a short torso. So.
Hmm.
Colby, you look like you're about to say something.
He does. He did.
I do?
He did. He did. He will.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for more content, I got a story, but I could save it for later.
You can say it now. It's okay.
We're here.
Oh, sure. It has nothing to do with what you were just talking about, but yeah, that's whatever. Well, okay. Well, since you're giving me the green light, some older guys who are now getting into their middle age in their 40s, they're like my brother's age. They're starting to play a lot of pickleball around here. And I was invited to play with them. And they're like, hey, have you ever played this game called pickleball before? And I was like, oh, I've played.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't want to brag about my college days, but let me tell you, me and my friend, we destroyed the competition.
Yes, sir.
We did. In intramurals. And we won that whole thing.
They're
like, no way. I'm like, yeah, it's true. I probably still have the shirt to tell you.
You definitely still have the shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it was great. It was great. The biggest thing I remember is I would play up front. Ben would play more in the back. And Ben never used a backhand. He would just switch the paddle.
Yes.
From one hand to the other.
Wow. That's more impressive, to be honest.
I'm
not going to lie.
At first, I was super annoyed by it because I'm like, Ben, just do a backhand. You're going to miss it one of these times because you're not as coordinated with your left hand, thinking ignorantly like that. And then he wouldn't miss with his left hand. And I was like, okay, I'm going to shut up because we're winning. And then I just never said anything again after that first game because he would always get it. Every time he switched his hand, he would still get that ball. And I'm like, you know what? shame on me for thinking that way, because he got it every time.
That's so that's funny. Impressive.
I love that.
It's genuinely impressive.
I'm so glad you thought of that. That's that was such a fun tournament, too. We beat some good teams, man.
Yeah, we did.
We beat some good teams.
We beat Smith.
We did.
I forgot who his partner was. It was Imhoff. Imhoff was his partner.
Imhoff.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, we took them down.
That's legitimately impressive, because those two were a powerhouse in many intramural. They would be partners.
I don't think I've ever beaten Smith individually, but on a team.
Yeah.
Me and Ben got
it. I don't think it's possible, actually.
I played him either in the semis or the championship for pickleball singles, and I lost. I played him tight, but could not beat him.
I'm pretty sure he beat me in that tournament, too.
You think he ever got tired of just winning all the intramurals?
He kept signing up, so I would say no. Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right? Come on, let's go.
You are right.
Yeah, suck on that, Smith.
Yep. I hope he listens. Cole, yeah, it's Smith, if you're listening to this. Really ironic, because literally in our church, there's like a whole group of people, like 12 people that are super into pickleball right now. And I was just thinking how weird that is. I was like,
it's
what
just
is in the
an
air
over the nation?
That... Yep. Yeah.
It started with the old people, and then some young guy played with them once and like, hey, this is pretty fun. And then it just kind of trickles
all
down
these
the generations.
These are all like, the oldest one is probably like 34. And everybody else is in their 20s in this group.
Yeah.
And it's a great game. They text all the time. None of them have kids except for me. I don't know why I'm in this group. And they're always like, hey, we're going to go play at 5. And I'm like, 5? Are you kidding me? I just got off work and I haven't seen my family. I won't be there.
Have you played at all yet?
Nope. Because the only reason once. I want to. But this is what happened. I was staying next to one of my good friends. His name's Corey. And I'm like casually mentioned like, pickleball? I loved that in college. What a grand sport. Cheerio. And he's like, oh, I'm going to add you to the group. Bam, added. I'm like, wait, what happened? And then boom, boom, boom. I immediately had to mute the group. Like immediately. Didn't even leave the premises before I had muted that text group.
Wow.
Because they don't stop playing. And I'm like, guys.
It's a blast.
You literally pick the worst times.
Yeah.
But
well,
one of these
which would you rather have, 5 p.m. or 5 a.m.? Because that's when my chat plays. It's 5 a.m. on the weekdays. Woof.
Well, that is when they want me to come work out is 5 a.m.
So. It's hard.
Do you do that one either, Chess?
To do that one.
Oh, my goodness. No fellowship over there, huh?
No, plenty of it. Just not those two activities.
No, those are your options.
Yep. Like, for example, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, I'm going to play Star Wars D&D. See, that's much more my speed. I sit around the table and roll dice at 9 o'clock to 11 at night. So, just saying.
Yeah.
A lot less movement. I'm not as in shape as I should be. But there's the fellowship. Actually, we just had a guy join. And I was like, I'm surprised anybody has joined. Because we've played quite a few times. Once you get a group like that, like it's a little intimidating to like jump in. But I'm impressed. As a new guy, he's going to jump in. I'm like,
good for
him. Come on down.
Good for him.
We're going to make him a stormtrooper and shoot him immediately.
Nice.
So, Ethan, you're a stormtrooper. You walked in the hallway. Oh, looks like the team took you out. Oh, sorry, buddy. You're just going to sit there for about 4 hours.
Got him.
Man. Got him good.
Got him.
Got him. Well,
yeah, is that about it?
18 minutes of filler, and welcome to Magic and Magic Muscles Part 2, everybody. We do have a show to talk about tonight. It is Marshall. We just call it Marshall. There we go, Marshall.
Or I like Ben's idea. We're just Mash.
Just Mash. That's too simple.
That works.
It makes sense.
Okay, you're right.
Fine. Mash. So Mash, the TV show from the 80s, is a great one. We're not talking about that one. We're talking about the Harry Potter ripoff, MASH, Magic Muffles. And boy, is it a Harry Potter ripoff.
Oh, man.
We're not going to go into detail, but whoa, these episodes. So much Harry Potter.
Crazy.
I think it was good for the first two episodes. Now they need to quit it.
Yeah, like immediately.
Now they need to Quidditch.
Quidditch it.
Yeah.
Well played.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, they gotta stop.
Yeah,
I know. Agreed. I don't think it's going to, though. Unfortunately, I really don't. So what did you think of the main? I mean, honestly, like I feel like. So what these episodes are is we're filling out a team. That's what this is.
Yeah.
It's the intro episodes of like, hey, we need to meet some characters. So here's MASH doing that.
Yep. And you know what? That's fine. I think until the team is formed, they can keep on with this pace and tone.
Tone.
They can keep up with this tone until the team arrives, and then they really gotta turn it around. Or make it unique, make it their own.
Right. Oh, I forgot. I was going to start with this, and then our whole prologue of 20 minutes threw me off. I have to give a formal apology on air.
Oh.
Ooh, to who?
To the listeners, to you guys, because I watched the whole intro this time, and I should have known from the get-go what this show was going to be, and I should not have even tried to be critical in any form or capacity, and should have known that this show is going to be ridiculous and not even worth saying, like, is it realistic enough? Because it's clearly a comedy and it's clearly bananas. So I just watched them, like, I watched the intro this time and I was like, oh, I took it seriously. That was my issue. Yeah, throw that out the window and now we're good. So I still don't think it will be like my favorite show or anything like that, but I did find myself enjoying it a lot more this watch, because I was like, this show is just ridiculous.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it was more of just a like acknowledgement that what Kolb was saying was fully correct. Just don't expect anything of the show and just watch it. And you might laugh sometimes. I did laugh some in these episodes at a few things.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Ben did not.
Not at how he won Quidditch, but
no, you'll be surprised by my feedback here.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, give us your feedback. You please lead.
Yeah, now you gotta go.
Yeah.
So last recording, I was talking about how like I knew from the theme, or not the theme song, the video you sent out for the trailer for the show that this show would be more funny than I was wanting. And right away in episode one, I was like, oh, oof, I don't know about this. But I was like, nope. This is going to be this type of show. So I got it. And let's see if I can enjoy it and maybe get some laughs and just enjoy this type of show. I really liked episode 3. Actually, pretty much the whole thing. I had multiple laughs. The main character is actually growing on me, because I also was just like, I don't know about this guy. His responses, both verbally and in action to things, I'm really liking. I love that at the end of episode 3, he just pounded the
Draco.
Yes.
That was Draco.
Yep. And then the other professor.
The vice principal.
Yes, I love that he did both of those things, because you really shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have the first one and even more so the second one. But that's all I wanted to happen. I just wanted to see him smash both of them. And he did. And I thought it was wonderful.
And the fact that he recognized that he shouldn't have halfway through is even funnier.
This is probably something I shouldn't have done.
He's saying something really cool. And then he's like, oh, wait, no. No, this is really bad. I shouldn't have done this. And then he continues with it. Sorry, keep going. You realize
you're good. It, just that I'm he's a character that says and says things you want him to are that you're thinking and does things that you want him to do. And just like so I'm liking that about his character. So three in isolation, I really liked, and I'm like, okay, I can enjoy this type of show. It dipped quite a bit, everything surrounding Quidditch for me, and then went back up again once that match was over. I didn't like any part of that.
It's Duleo, Ben. It's
Duleo. Oh, Duleo. Yeah.
So show of hands, how many liked the captain of the Quidditch team?
I liked him a lot.
That's funny.
I thought he was over the top and just great.
He is over the top. I did love when he went on a bamboo rant. That made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, that I love that. Yeah, his sentences don't make any sense. Not just to MASH.
They're not
to us as the audience. They don't make any sense.
I do love that the captain does to MASH what MASH does to others. So he says things and he's like, no, I said no. And then he expects him to show up for Quidditch. And MASH does that to Finn. Is that his name?
Yes.
The guy who betrays him. And he's like,
yeah.
Thanks for sharing your book. He's like, I said no. He's like, can I borrow your book? No, I don't think so. Thanks for doing that. I said no. Let me see page 6. Oh, gosh.
It's like, I already told you I can't fly.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't ride a broom. All right. Do you enjoy life? Life? What? I can't fly a broom. Yeah. So the Quidditch match, I did not enjoy how he stayed in the air. I'm just going to say it.
Same.
I do enjoy the comedy. I'm all about the ridiculousness now. I still think that him just kicking his legs really fast and throwing it in a boomerang was like, I knew they were going to do something to make this work. But at the same time, it's like, why didn't anyone stop him? He's just in air. Like, literally, all you have to do is have four people fly into him. So that's not even realism. It's because it's just like he was stoppable. He was actually this time.
It's that critique I had last week of they're going just a little too far. Some things work, but then you just go too far with it. Like his race, the race he had with the broom with that other little pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
That worked where he just threw the broom and then chased it really fast. So everybody thought
that was hilarious.
That worked.
Because the quiz is like, I saw this. I don't think I saw it. That couldn't be what he did.
Yeah. That did not
I agree work. With that, Colb. I agree with that. 100%.
Sorry. The race worked. The Quidditch game did not work. So
yes.
They just take it a little too far. Just stop when you're ahead, guys. Don't keep going.
Yep.
What did you think of the new character that appeared with the two lines?
I like the addition. I like the two lines, that concept.
It's a new, they introduced that.
Someone with a little more powerful magic kind of gave MASH a little run for his money, but then like MASH still up for the challenge. Yeah, I'm finding him funnier than I thought I was going to. I had multiple chuckles that I typically don't have in anime. Those are enjoyable for me.
I enjoyed when they get to the cliff scene where he's facing him down that he kind of pretended to do magic. Like he gave some spell names and that left him like, is he doing some sort of like body enhancement magic? And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of clever because he does do, it's like Colb said, he like physical strength is so unknown that he's doing that. Like they just assume it's magic. And so he says these, he's like, I've never heard of that spell because it's just his muscles. That made me laugh. That did. Cause he goes down, gets the bottle and comes back up. And then he's like, he was that fast. And I was like, yeah, cause he can run faster than you can think. So also when he's looking at his robe for the correct bottle and his hand is like, flying all over the place, like searching it. Oh, sorry. Another point that made me legitimately chuckle is when he finds the picture of his sister. He's like, he's like, he's accusing him of having inappropriate preferences. And he's like, I do not. I have a sister complex. And he's like, is that supposed to be better?
Yeah. That's
yeah. How is that better?
Yeah. That whole scene, it just cracked me up. It was good. That's some of the moments where I'm like, this is some really funny stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, he does have some great lines. I'm thinking of the last episode where he kicks the teacher and the guy's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, we already have one body. What's wrong with getting rid of two bodies?
Serial killer logic.
That's serial killer logic.
Yes. I forgot about that. That was really funny.
And then a really cool moment for our character. He's like, you can threaten to expel me all whenever you want, but I will bury you whenever I want.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, yes. I love that.
So but good. Everything was great about that. Funny, cool, exciting. Yeah. That was a really good
sequence.
You can
cut me in half and I will still find a way to bury you.
I will crawl to you. Oh, it's good.
Great, also, great lines.
Oh, that led to Dumbledore confronting him, mm-hmm. which he said, do you know why you're here? He's like, yeah, I use the kitchens without permission to make cream puffs. He's like, not even close. Oh, it's good. He's so oblivious. So Dumbledore confronts him, and at the end, Mash is walking out, and he says, you're going to have to overcome a big hurdle. So I think Dumbledore knows he doesn't have magic. I think he knows. And he let him in anyway.
Oh, probably.
Which is really fun. I'm glad. I hope he does, and I'm glad he does, if that's the case. Because he chose Mash, like, for his character and, like, who he is. And I'm like, this is good. He's got a secret, high-powered dude rooting for him. So,
mm-hmm.
It's good.
I'm glad you both have brought up multiple. I couldn't think of any of the funny scenes. I just remember laughing.
One-liners. Yeah.
Both of those. And then what you said just reminded me of when what was his name? Lance? Or what was the guy's name at the end? That was
I think it is Lance. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's Lance.
Yeah. I know. It just feels weird.
What a weird
but
name.
He was asking Mash, like, what was he asking? Like, what's the most important thing?
What's the most important thing? Cream puff. No. Life. Nope.
Yeah, he goes on his rant.
He says cream puff again.
Yep.
Cream puff again.
No. It's my sister. That does not make sense at all.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
I bought you a bag of cream puffs. Says thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Good. It's good stuff. Oh, man. Yeah, so it's good. We've got some humor. We got some funny bones of being tickled. I 100% still agree with Cole. They take it too far sometimes, but I'm here for the humor now. Here for the humor. Yeah. If they can land the plane with like making a good team and actually getting some plot behind it, then I'll really enjoy the show. So,
yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that.
Got two silver coins now. It's not too shabby.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me question something, just functionally, because if he's been given a coin from another person, how do they measure who has coins? Like, could you steal coins hypothetically if that's the case? Because, like, probably. If you get a coin awarded, you obviously have it recorded somewhere. But if I just give Kolb a coin, school's not gonna know that I did that. So that's. It makes me wonder more about like how does this coin system work, and although based on what we've seen, we won't get an explanation because Mash falls asleep during explanations, and then they give us the Cliff Note version of it.
I don't think it has a set rules like the Stella Stars do, where you have to be awarded them by the school. I think as long as you get them by whatever means, you have them.
Because
it sounds like this structure isn't based on fairness. It's based on whoever is on top, whether by any means they get there. So I don't think you need to earn your coins. As long as you have them, you have them.
Speaking of structures, I really agree with Lance. and his crusade, because the fact that this world is set up to where a magic user who loses her magic is then going to get killed. I was like, yeah, I'm with Lance. I would be trying to save my sister.
Yeah.
From who has no fault of her own, has gotten a disease that's going to make her lose her magic and still be alive. Yep. And then they're like, well, we got to turn to others so she can die. Like, yeah, you those parents kind of suck. So I get it, Lance. I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Cole.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, okay, fine. there was a moment around that reminded me of Vash the Stampede. So Mash has a moment where he's just like, we're not going to fight. Like, I don't think you're actually a bad guy, basically. And I remember when Vash says that in referring to Wolfwood, he's like, those are the eyes of a good guy. And I just really liked moments like that. Just like a character being able to recognize, like distinguish what type of person they're interacting with. I just thought it was cool.
Good.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you think that they will expound on this idea, this horrible fact of this world? If you don't have any magic, you get euthanized. Like,
I is this
gonna be
later.
A playing like a factor going on? Because the show's obviously tone wise funny, but that's a super dark element to the show, and they've brought it up twice now, you know. Mash's grandpa or adopted dad was super worried about him because he doesn't have any magic. So he trained him to be strong. And now this story of our Lance's little sister, this disease is taking her magic away. And if she loses all her magic, her parents are even going to turn her over to the government or whatever to probably get killed. Mm-hmm. Like, these are really heavy and dark ideas, but yet the story is so light and funny. So are they going to make this a bigger point later, you think? Or is it just going to be like, I don't know. What are they going to do?
I think it will. I don't know if it'll be a continuing thread, as in like consistently they're going to invoke it. But I do think it will come into play, because what's going to, I predict, going to happen is Mash is going to keep advancing and he's going to be challenging norms. But it's going to come out at some point. He doesn't have any magic, and there's going to be this moment where they're like, he's supposed to be dead, but he's influencing society basically. And I feel like that's going to be that moment where they're like, this system is broken. This person contributes to our world, and we were supposed to kill him at birth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of the point of the show.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, I imagine this will always keep its, like, comedy roots, but if this will be one of those shows that people are like, okay, the first, like, 6-7 episodes are pretty goofy, but after that, dude, it gets serious, you know, like, if it'll be that kind of show, or if it's just always this level of comedy, but they just slowly sprinkle in more levels of seriousness, because, yeah, I agree 100%, like, that's a serious, if I may be so bold.
Well said.
Thank you.
You know what other show is serious? The new season of Tokyo Revengers.
Oh gosh, I'm so far behind. So far behind.
That's why I said it. Because I'm trying to tickle your interest.
Tickle. I'm very ticklish, but I I just, man, yeah, I just haven't watched as much as of late. I've sprinkled in a couple Black Clover episodes, but I haven't watched a ton outside of that.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know what? It is okay. Sorry, one quick thing, Colb. I'm so
please,
sorry.
Just go. No, that's okay.
What is nice though is we are watching two shows for the podcast that are both very enjoyable. So
that's great.
That's good.
That's probably the rare, if not the first time.
Yeah, most of our shows suck.
So bad.
They do.
All right, go ahead, Cole.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, my biggest deterrent right now for Tokyo Avengers is that it's on Hulu and I have to watch ads. And that I didn't think that I didn't think that a minute and a half ad every 10 minutes or whatever would be that much. But man, it really lessens your enjoyment or at least your desire to watch.
Is it true?
Yeah, agreed. True and agreed.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I just watched it and there was no ads. But I don't have that version.
Sometimes the ads don't work, but I feel like
I think it's my browser. I think it
blocks. Oh yeah, you've got that that cheat browser.
Brave.
Brave cheat browser.
You weren't supposed to say it out loud.
Oh. But it's a great browser. You should use it.
Disney's done.
Disney's gonna listen to this and be like, "Oh, Brave,
nice job."
Brave blocks are, Oh, Disney. Just FYI, if you're listening, Brave does not block ads. It's a terrible browser. Please ignore it. See, I'll fix.
And I mean, a side note. Thanks for tuning in.
The whole board of Disney, thank you for listening. You've made it through 40 minutes of episode 2 of a mid-range show of anime.
What a time to jump in.
You really chose an interesting starting point, but we're here for you. Thank you for picking this one to be your first listen.
I got a lot of ideas. We'll chat about that sometime. You can just email the three dads talking about anime.
@gmail.com Colb, I know you dislike Disney, but they're a major Disney Plus actually is a major distributor of anime worldwide.
Oh.
Because across the globe doesn't have Crunchyroll necessarily. Certain places do.
Okay. That sounds like it's not my problem.
In particular, it's not. You don't have to use it, but you appreciate that they're spreading anime joy to the nations.
Yeah, I appreciate the monopoly they're gaining.
That was said unsarcastically, so I appreciate that you appreciate them. Just kidding. Colb loves monopolies, especially when he's got a top hat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Mm.
Yeah.
There's the top end. Race car. Monocle.
Money bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spyro the Dragon.
Battleship. Thimble. Wheelbarrow.
Iron.
Dog. Puppy
Blubber.
Dog. Iron. No, we're naming real pieces, chest.
Oh, sorry.
Blubber. Spaghetti.
Oh, dang it.
Race car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought someone said that already.
Oh.
No, isn't there a horse piece car. Too?
Yes. Whoa,
Is there a horse?
There is
a horse, isn't there?
Yep. Yep.
Good memory.
Cool. Good memory. Yeah. Great game too. Yeah.
I had a classic version of Monopoly growing up.
Mm. Good memory, Colb.
Good.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Yes, yes. Play me like a drum.
I think you are both thinking of different movies, but that's okay.
It's different.
We are.
Different movies, but it's okay. It's okay. They're both great. Anyway, is there any more magic muscles that you have thoughts about? Because, I mean, I'm loving the chatter, but we've really chatted about everything but MASH tonight.
Yep.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
We gave MASH about 13 minutes, I think.
Out of 43. So, listeners, we appreciate that you love us and not anime and that you're listening to just three dads talk about nothing tonight.
Or everything.
Ooh.
Actually, that's how... So, Issa can't say... She or can't. She just doesn't say nothing or no one. So I'll get home and be like, what'd you do? She's like, anything. Who'd you see? Anyone. Like, it's really cute. I'll have to teach her it's wrong, though. It's
wow.
But it is really funny. I'm like, what'd you do at the art class? Anything. And she just shrugs and walks off. I'm like, well, okay. That's fun.
But yeah. She sounds so dumb.
Okay, well, I'm going to contradict you right there. How dare you? No, actually, I am so dumb. So this is still blowing my brain. I know you're making a joke, and it's actually funny, and normally I would 100%. Make the same joke about my kid. But she did something really smart, so I'm going to flip it.
Yes, please.
So I feel like an idiot because, no, I'm not an idiot. I just am not as good at Spanish as my three-year-old. So my three-year-old, I come home, and she's singing a song, and she's singing it in English. And I start listening to the tune, and I'm like, I was like, hey, amor, is this a Spanish song? And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, has she ever heard it in English? And she's like, there's not a version in English. And I'm like, so she's translating, she's live translating this song as she's singing it right now. And I'm like, she's like, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, my three-year-old is infinity times smarter than I am right now.
It's incredible.
So it's crazy. It
sounds so smart.
She is. I put her on Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader, and she won. Already. She won. Yep. No, but it blew my brain. I was like, I already, it's a lost cause for me. I've already lost at learning Spanish quick enough to keep up with my child. And she's three. So that's sad. Man. But good for her. She can talk to her grandparents and stuff. So
that is cool. Yeah. That is cool.
I was just so impressed. I was like, I don't know. I know it's my kid, but like, that's crazy. I can't even do that. So, but I'm also not three. So, you know.
Yeah.
Got to have realistic expectations. Yeah.
You know what, well, Chest?
Tell me.
I take it back. Your daughter has an average amount of intelligence.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry about what I said before.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just
I would have said it about your kid and apologize later, but you know,
you just get caught up
in the moment.
Right, know, yeah. It was just
razzing
like,
each other's kids.
Bunch of guys, hey, punch me in the face, man. Your daughter's dumb.
Your kid's like, so stupid.
Yeah. Right. Let's go watch sports, man.
But you got another Bud Light? It's $8 at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, let's go fix a car or something. Drive fast.
We were laughing about this. We were at a friend's house and they started to make a fire in the fire pit and all the guys come to watch like the one guy who's, and I'm like, it's like when you lift the hood of a car and everybody, all the guys come and they're like, I don't know what this is about, but the one guy knows what he's doing. So I'm going to watch and talk while he's fixing the car. Mm-hmm. It's just like fire and cars. We'll just, we know nothing about them, but we will, man, we'll show up for them. Cause you just gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to keep talking about how unintelligent my daughter is, but you know, we got to wrap it up somewhere. So thank you guys for listening. Hopefully next week we'll come back with much more to say about MASH, but just know that we're enjoying ourselves and that Ben is really enjoying. That's a huge pro for me. Yeah. I really love that.
It's been good.
So, come back next week. We'll have more to tell you about, to regale you with, and for you to listen to here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys love
guys having, start having kids, children,
dads,
and
so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.